Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Hawks up against it on a Saturday night, had to win to force a Sunday third game in the series, and the Hawks came through, pulling away late in the 6-1 victory. Here is our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted Solman Hardware. The Hawks going in front with just under 4 minutes remaining in the first during their second power play of the game. Caden Brown ships it to the left wing boards for the carry in by Erdman. Then back toward the line and Brown after Erdman stepped into the corner. Brown goes that way now with it. Then centers for Erdman. A shot and a save by Whitehead. Rebound! Erdman scores! Here come the Hawks with Erdman following up on his initial chance and putting it in to give the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead. The third power play goal in the series for the Blackhawks. Erdman's first of the postseason, a power play score at 16:04 of the opening frame, assisted by Caden Brown and Sam Rinzell. Rinzell with his third point in these playoffs. It was still 1-0 after the teams exchanged a lot of power play time and had gotten into the latter minutes of the second when the Blackhawks got their first 5-on-5 goal of the postseason. Garrett Brown leaves the puck for Klee. Now handing off with Connor Brown. Hit by Ali, gave the puck up to Ludke. He nearly gave it back to Erdman, and now Brown does have it. He shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Connor Brown from below the left wing circle. A very short-angled chance, but he got it up over Whitehead's shoulder with a quick release, and Connor Brown has made it 2-0 Blackhawks. Connor Brown's first of these playoffs at 15:38 of the second, assisted by Griffin Erdman, and the Hawks are up 2-0. The Lincoln Stars answered back on their next power play at 17:34. Mason Marcellus capitalized. A faceoff win right away at the start of the power play. Tanner Ludke played it towards the side of the net for Doug Grimes. He passed it across to the opposite edge of the crease where Marcellus was waiting to lift it in. Mason Marcellus from Doug Grimes and Tanner Ludke at 17:34 to make it a 2-1 game. But the Blackhawks made a statement at the start of the third, going back up by multiple goals. And the puck bounced back out to center. Grimes, harassed by Thorson, who kicks it away. Now O'Connell, a clear path to the net. He gets a shot away and scores! Here come the Hawks! Gavin O'Connell fought through a check, got right in on Whitehead, and with the netminder down, reaching out with his left pad, the puck slipped underneath. And Gavin O'Connell has made it a 3-1 Blackhawk lead at the 54-second mark of the third period. O'Connell's first of the playoffs for the Hawks at the 54-second mark. O'Connell assisted by Gavin Thorson and Nate Benoit, also credited with an assist. The 3-1 score held until the final couple of minutes when the Blackhawks were on a power play. And the Stars got the puck deep into the Hawks zone, lifted Cameron Whitehead. Hawks got it back out to center, up the ice, and ultimately Caden Brown left with an empty net. Brown able to put it in, an empty netter for his second of the postseason. It's also a power play goal, an empty net power play score for Caden Brown, and it was assisted by Gavin Lindberg at 18:53. That made it 4-1, and it looked like that might seal it, but not so, because the Hawks still had a couple of goals left in them. Benoit breaks up a pass in the neutral zone. It came back Cleaver's direction, now taken away. And Hong has a chance on Whitehead. He put it wide as he was being leaned down by Nelson. Now a shot, Waterloo scores! It's Miles Hillman as it came from behind the net, and only Hillman there in the slot. He flips it in. It's 5-1 Waterloo at 19:15 of the third period. Hillman's first of the postseason. That was scored with 45 seconds exactly left to play, assisted by James Hong. There was a collision in the neutral zone in the ensuing shift. There were going to be offsetting penalties to Zach Beatty as well as Garmin Yavash. They were sent to the dressing room, but then the Lincoln Stars bench said, well, they said something, and there was an extra penalty given. The Hawks controlled the faceoff and got one more. Faceoff ends up into the left wing corner. Connor Brown back out to the line. Kerr sets up Benoit, top of the right circle. He shoots, it's blocked. Benoit has it back. He shoots again. Whitehead the save. Comes back to Kerr. One more try, and this one scores! Waterloo scores again! Connor Brown makes it 6-1 Hawks! Brown with 1.1 seconds left, his second of the game. Second of these playoffs, assisted by Nate Benoit with 1.1 second remaining. The Hawks end up 3-for-7 on the power play as a result of that goal. Lincoln 1-for-7 on their power play chances. Some big kills for the Blackhawks in the late stages of this game. And particularly notable, the Hawks held the Stars to 6 shots on goal in the third period, despite Lincoln having a couple of power plays. It really looked like the Stars were running on fumes in the latter stages of this one. The Blackhawks with 9 shots in the third. Lincoln ultimately outshot Waterloo 29-28. Emmett Crotto picks up the win with 28 saves. It's his 4th career playoff victory, his 3rd against the Lincoln Stars in his 2 playoff seasons for the Hawks. The loss to Cameron Whitehead. He made 44 saves in the game on Friday. Tonight, on 27 shots faced, he stopped 22 of them. The empty netter was the 28th shot and the 6th Blackhawk goal. Not in that successive order, but in terms of the shots on goal and the saves, it doesn't count against Cameron Whitehead. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Seed your lawn, feed your lawn. Stop crabgrass before it starts. Whatever you need for a green start this spring, it's available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, including lawn food, weed and feed, and more. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Waterloo over Lincoln by the final score of 6-1 in Game 2, and so it's a winner-take-all third game, second time in as many seasons that the Blackhawks and Stars have met for a game to settle a best-of-3 playoff series. The Hawks won it in overtime last year, and we'll see what happens on Sunday when the teams get together once again at 3:05.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.